A report from the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research has given insight into how little Sydney and suburbs across the state know about adolescent domestic violence. The report released this year examined over 1,000 cases where a person aged 18 years or younger had been accused of domestic assault and is one of the first pieces of research into this type of domestic violence. Kyle Fensom with this report.
A new report from the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research has revealed new details about the little understood issue of adolescent domestic violence. The report, which examined over 1,000 cases where police commenced legal action against a person aged less than 18 years who had been accused of domestic assault, is one of the first pieces of research into the issue in New South Wales. And it's revealed how little we actually know about this form of violence. Jo Howard was an expert witness in Victoria's Royal Commission into Family Violence. She says that one of the main traits that distinguishes adolescent from adult domestic violence is the idea that, in these cases, families often want to stay together rather than break up.
One of the main things is that when adolescents use violence, they use it against a parent or carer. So they're actually using it against someone who has the responsibility for their nurturing and development. So it makes it a much more trickier situation to deal with because the adolescent's still effectively a child. You don't want to make them homeless and remove them from home. You've got to find a solution that works.
According to the report, the vast majority of incidents studied occurred within the same family and within the victim's own home. Nearly two-thirds of these assaults involved male offenders and predominantly female victims, the most common type of which was child-to-parent violence. According to Jo Howard, this leads to a sense of shame and embarrassment that prevents families from seeking out intervention services. Data from the New South Wales Police indicates that between 2017 and 2018, 7.8% of all domestic violence offences were committed by juveniles. The Boxar report purports that this figure is on the rise, but because of this sense of shame, it might also underestimate the size of the problem. Moo Bolch, CEO of Domestic Violence New South Wales, stresses the need to recognise the multitude of reasons why adolescents turn to violence, and argues that intervening and preventing adolescent domestic violence is crucial to stopping the larger cycle of the issue.
Early intervention is the key. We know, certainly with young people and young adults, there's the potential to actually change behaviours and to change the brain patterns around acceptability of violence. It's far more effective than working with adults once, you know, those attitudes get really entrenched.
The distinct and varied nature of juvenile domestic violence suggests that more tailored, specialised approaches are required in order to address the problem, the report concludes. The 2016 National Plan to Reduce Violence Against Women and Their Children, which sets goals for each state and territory, specifically singles out the lack of specialised services for adolescent domestic violence as an area for improvement. However, in the New South Wales Domestic and Family Violence Prevention and Early Intervention Strategy, which was adopted last year, the issue of adolescent domestic violence and the need for specialised services was not mentioned once. Dr. Kate Fitzgibbons is a senior lecturer in criminology at Monash University, who is convening an upcoming national academic and policy conference on the topic.
At this stage, across Australia, we really have a significant issue that we don't have any specialist responses to this form of family violence, which is quite complex and unique to other forms. So really what we need is specialised whole-of-system responses where multiple agencies and organisations are working together to support the family, so to support the adolescent, to support the mother.
Women New South Wales currently operates a $20 million Domestic and Family Violence Innovation Fund focused on innovative prevention and early intervention strategies. The most recent round of funding, totalling over $12 million, was announced at the end of August. But since the fund was established, only two of the 20 successful projects have been specifically designed for specialised intervention in adolescent domestic violence. Children Australia's Stronger Families, Better Communities program, which provides functional family therapy to families with adolescent perpetrators of violence, and the Rethink Anti-Violence project, aimed at addressing poor knowledge and attitudes surrounding violence amongst young people. According to Moo Bolch, this lack of funding is characteristic of the approach in New South Wales.
So the approach, I think, is pretty piecemeal, particularly in terms of early intervention in New South Wales. Certainly, you know, there are some programs being run with young people who are using violent behaviour or abusive behaviours, but they're not consistent. They're not, you know, funded, and they don't exist across the entire state. And certainly in rural and regional areas, you know, if you were in a family and there was a young person was using violence, it might be pretty difficult to find out where to get some help.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Department of Family and Community Services says that the New South Wales government continues to lead the nation in initiatives which prevent domestic violence, hold perpetrators to account, and support victim survivors to rebuild their lives, delivering on the Premier's priority to reduce domestic and family violence reoffending within 12 months by 25% by 2021. If this is going to happen, though, the first step is developing a better understanding of the problem at hand. An increased community awareness and a recognition of adolescent family violence as its own distinct form of domestic violence. Dr. Fitzgibbons says that research like the Boxar report and others like it can help to lead the way.
I don't think it's a deliberate under-resourcing. I think we just don't have it known enough about it. And probably, you know, we certainly know that when family violence occurs, it's most likely to be a male partner against a female partner. So it's not a bad thing that the resources have been directed towards that issue there. And we're definitely doing things better in that space, and there's much greater community awareness. So now it's looking to the other forms of family violence and thinking about what we can do in that space. And I really think adolescent family violence needs to be somewhere that we divert our attention at.
Dr. Kate Fitzgibbon, Senior Lecturer in Criminology at Monash University, ending that report. If you or someone you know is impacted by domestic and family violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit www.1800respect.org.au.